The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Okay, good evening, friends. Welcome to Fantasy Overtime for December 16, Thursday night. Only four games tonight, thanks to the postponed game. Again, something we might have to get used to over the next few weeks by the looks of things. We've got a few names to touch on, and as I said, only four games, so should be a fairly quick one. Tonight, we'll jump straight into the games first. I'll get through those and then touch on those names that are in the chat. So the first game of the night was Pistons and Pacers. Pretty comfortable win for the Pacers. Pistons kept it close, but were never really in it. We'll start with the Pistons. Sadiq Bey had probably his best game of the year. As we've seen, he's been pretty inefficient shooting, so I wouldn't be running to grab him after this performance. But I mean, the Pistons take it any night, like scoring wise, that whoever is going to have the hot hand, they're going to leave on the floor, because outside of Cade Cunningham, they don't really have any reliable scorers. So go and grab him if he's available, and just see, he might be able to put together a week of top 100 numbers, something like that. Isaiah Stewart, pretty disappointing. To be honest here, 9-9, which is, it's okay, but no defensive stats. Was in foul trouble early. In the second quarter, he picked up 3 fouls in about 3 minutes, which took him out. And then second half, they were sort of down, and he played, but not significant minutes. Killian Hayes, pretty disappointing again. The minutes are encouraging, 29 minutes. So I think we just keep an eye on that, but he's really just a streamer for assists and steals, not much else. Saben Lee had another pretty good game, 11 points, but it's 5 assists and 3 steals is where his value is at the moment. He's looking okay. Deeper leagues, I'd be adding him. Standard leagues, if you need those categories, feel free to stream him in. But yeah, he's sort of starting to slowly trend up. And Frank Jackson had 18 points, including 3 threes. That's what he does. He's a scorer, doesn't do anything else. So if you need points, stream him in as well. For the Pacers, Caris LeVert kept his recent hot form going. I did pull up his rankings over the last 2 weeks. He's like the 23rd ranked player. 23rd ranked player over the last 2 weeks. Obviously a sell high moment here. He's not a top 25 player. More of probably a top 70, top 80 player. So if you can shift him for a top 50 player at the moment while he's playing well, I'd probably consider that. Otherwise, just sort of hold on and enjoy this while it lasts. Closed the wrong one there. Miles Turner had another 4 blocks. With 16 points, so that's why you've got him. Sabonis called off a little bit, but only needed 9 shots and did sort of tease a triple-double there. Justin Holiday was back in the starting lineup and had 17 points with 3 threes. No steals, which is one of the appeals of him, obviously, is his ability to rack up steals. So that was a bit disappointing. But if he's going to play 26 minutes and start, he has some streaming value. Chris Duarte had 15 and 9 with 4 assists in 29 minutes off the bench. I don't mind the move to the bench for him. It's more about playing time purely. So if he's going to sort of get 28 to 30 minutes a night, he can have some back in value or just be a streamer. And then we had Jeremy Lamb, Torrey Craig. They all got some run here. As I said, it was sort of pretty, well, under control, the results. So they were able to get some of those fringe guys onto the court. The next game of the night, the Nets, another impressive win without half their team, getting up over the 76ers. We have heard today that the Nets and the Lakers, a few of these teams, have signed some players under the exemption rule. So there are going to be some roster changes coming through. So just keep an eye on those before going and streaming. But for the, we'll start with the Sixers. Look, Embiid, really good again, 33 minutes. You just hope he stays healthy. Seth Curry bounced back after his poor performance, had 29 points on 13 of 21 shooting. Won't be this good, but won't be as bad as he had been. So, obviously a must-roster player. He's their second-best scorer at the moment behind Embiid. Tobias Harris, 3 of 17 from the floor. That killed your field goal percentage. And very unlike him. So look for him to bounce back in the next game. Matisse Thybul moved to the bench. Danny Green came into the starting lineup. Green did nothing in his 40 minutes. So, I mean, huge numbers in terms of playing time. So that could lead to an injury, knowing what we know about him. Just keep an eye on that. But Thybul had 8 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 steals. Look, as we know with him and a few of these other guys, Nerlens Noel's another one who I'll touch on shortly, their value is so tied to these low-volume categories like steals and blocks that there really isn't a huge margin for error. So if he gets you, say he gets you 2 steals and 2 blocks, that's pretty good. That's sort of worth, okay, I'll hold on to him for streaming. Gets you 1 steal and 1 block, probably not. So there's really not much room to move for these guys. So I'm okay with dropping him, but also okay with holding. Just, I mean, his impact on the court, I mean, we can see it. He was a minus one in the plus minus column in a game they lost by 11. So he's obviously having a positive impact on the court, just needs to find a way to transition that into tangible production. For the Nets, Kevin Durant, we know he's going to be insane over the next bit. Blake Griffin had 17 and 9, probably worth streaming in at the moment, as is Nick Claxton, who had 17 points with 2 steals and 2 blocks. 2 rebounds is pretty disappointing, but everything else is good there. Patty Mills should be rostered anyway. And then you've just got all your fringe guys. So just keep an eye on who's coming into the rotation. It's going to make streaming really hard. And so you're just going to be really sort of grabbing a name and just hoping that they can have a nice game on the night that you pick them up.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next game was the Knicks and the Rockets. Pretty comfortable for the Knicks. The Rockets, obviously, after that hot stretch there where they won 9 of 10 or 8 of 10 or something, have cooled off a little bit. They have got a couple of injuries as well, but we'll start with the Knicks. Alec Burks had 9 and 9, which is okay. Shot 2 of 10, didn't get a steal, so he is starting to regress quite hard. I think he's still pretty clearly a must-roster player, but not going to be the top 30 player or top 40 player, whatever he was, when he was sort of thrown into that starting point guard role. So more of a top 80, top 90 player. I think I've touched on that before. I'd be holding him, but if you could get a top 80 player, top 70 player back for him, I would do that. Nerlens Noel is a name I think that was dropped into the chat as a name to discuss, so I'll do that now while we're on the Knicks. Much like Thybulle, he's relying on blocks and steals. If he's not getting you multiple multiples of those on a nightly basis, he's really hard to hold. Tonight, Mitchell Robinson played 30 minutes compared to Noel, who played 18. So based on that alone, I think you go Robinson. But looking at sort of over the past week, it's been a timeshare. So part of this was just the fact that Robinson was hot. I think he was 6 of 6 in the last quarter or something. So they just left him on and ran with him. If I had to pick one, it would still be Mitchell Robinson for me. If they're both available and you just had to select one to take a bit of a flyer on, it is still Robinson. He had 3 blocks and a steal to go with his 17 and 9. So, Noel, yeah, look, if you want to hold him, feel free. But I've always been a little lower on him than others, so I'm more than okay with moving on. Derrick Rose got hurt in this one, so we want to keep an eye on that. Obviously, he's no stranger to injuries. If he's out, Emmanuel Quickley needs to be added if he is available in your league. He was good tonight, 24 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal and a block with 7 triples. Not going to be this good. This was against the Rockets, so you do need to factor that in. But yeah, if he's getting 30 minutes a night, then he should be a pretty solid 12-team option. And Miles McBride, 36 minutes off the bench, 15 and 3 with 9 assists, 4 steals. Could very well be the best game of the season for him. But another name just to consider for streaming purposes. Looking at the Rockets, with no Christian Wood and Jalen Green, Kevin Porter still out, we had Daniel Tice remained in the starting lineup, had what could be his best game for the year as well, 22 and 10 with 2 blocks and 2 triples. He's okay to stream in, but Wood could be back for their next game from what we're hearing. So, yeah, look, pick him up if you want to, but if Wood's back, then he goes back to probably a 20-minute a night role, which isn't going to be enough. Şengün only played 15 minutes. He got in foul trouble early and then just couldn't get into the game. Hopefully you have added him and you just hold, but just keep an eye out for impatient sort of managers who will see this performance and go, oh, look what he's done the last couple of games is crap. He's not going to do that again, and they might drop him. If that happens, go and grab him. Kenyon Martin, 29 minutes, another solid performance. No defensive stats, but doing a bit of everything else. He's a name to watch. Grab him in deep leagues, but standard leagues, I'm still just really watching him. Armani Brooks went down with another injury. It doesn't appear that it's related to his other one, but given where the Rockets are at the moment, it wouldn't surprise me if he misses some time, which will give Josh Christopher a little bit of added value, possibly DJ Augustine. And Eric Gordon had his worst game in a while, only 5 points. But the 9 assists are interesting, something he's not going to do every night. And the shooting will generally be a bit better than this. So if you've got him, we're just holding. On to the last game of the night, which was just wrapped up about 20 minutes ago. Wizards and the Suns. Pretty easy win for the Suns. Wizards are regressing hard, which I talked about last night, I think. Kuzma, I've put this on Twitter. I'm okay with dropping him. This is why he doesn't do a lot outside of scoring. So when his shot's not going in and he's not taking shots, he offers very little. So I'm okay with dropping him. Bradley Beal had 26 points with 5 assists, 3 rebounds and a steal, but more importantly, shot 11 of 18 from the field. And only 2 3-pointers, but 2 of 3. So it's interesting that his attempts are going down, but perhaps he's recognised that and just sort of thought, well, I need to get my game going here and I'll start attacking the basket a bit more. So positive signs for him. Dan Gafford, pretty bad game here, but give him a pass and just move on to the next one. Harrell was okay, but sort of not tremendous. So again, he's not coming for Gafford's minutes at the moment. Darvis Bertans went down with another injury. So keep an eye on Denny Avdija. He had 26 minutes, 14, 4, 4, and 2. Look, he has slowly been trending up. I think deep leagues, you have to add him. And standard leagues, if you want to take a flyer, fine. But yeah, not a must roster guy. For me, where are we? Sorry, I'm just opening up. Oh, wrong one. Making sure there's no more names in the chat there. No. So for the Suns, finish up with them. Minutes were down here for the starters. They blew this one out pretty early, so didn't need to run out their starters in the last quarter. So don't read too much into their low production. Solid nights for everyone, though. JaVale McGee had another really good game, 17 and 8 with 2 steals in just 16 minutes. He's a really good streamer, as is Campaign at the moment, 11, 5 and 3 with a steal. Didn't hit a 3, but still doing enough with Devin Booker out. So as long as that is the case, I think Payne has value. And Cam Johnson had 13 points, 5 rebounds and an assist in 26 minutes. I don't mind him as a 12-team ad, even considering him as a long-term ad. I think even when Booker's back, Payne's minutes, I think, will still hover around this mark, 26 to 28 a night, and doesn't do a lot other than score, obviously, but he's generally an efficient scorer, which can be valuable and can get some sneaky rebound numbers as well. So I'm actually okay with holding onto him and just seeing what happens even when Booker comes back. So jumping over to the names that were in there, LeVert, I touched on him, Alec Burks I did as well, same with Noel. Jaylen Brown, I talked about him with Dan on the Fantasy NBA Today podcast. I would probably give him a week before he's back to where we sort of need him to be, just if you're trying to move off of him. I wouldn't do it yet. I don't think he hasn't been back for long enough for you to get value. So I would give him a week. You want him to be sort of putting up top 60 numbers. I think that's around where he is this year, top 60, top 50. So once he's back to that point, I would then consider moving off him if the injuries are a concern. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, he is a really good player when he's healthy. So he could very well sort of nudge up into the top 40 if he does remain healthy and actually get some games sort of a consecutive games going and finds some form. So, yeah, I wouldn't be moving off him for anything less than top 50, top 60. And then there was one more name. Boogie, there we go, DeMarcus Cousins. Yeah, look, with the Bucks were another team that were hit pretty hard by COVID earlier today. I think Boogie's probably a stream now with the Bucks just down so many players, including Bobby Portis. It does sound like Chris Middleton could be back for their next game, but obviously he doesn't impact directly on Cousins in terms of center minutes. So, I don't know. I don't think Cousins is going to come out and play 30 minutes. I don't think he can. But if he can play 24, 25 minutes, we know that he can contribute across the board. Might not be highly efficient. So if you're looking at an efficient sort of big man, possibly he's not the go-to guy there. But if that's not a top priority, then I think he's going to have some value, at least until Portis is back. So that'll do for tonight's show. That was about 18 minutes or something. That's not too bad. We'll be back tomorrow. There's probably a lot more games tomorrow. If I have a look how many games there are on Friday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games. Okay. Good slate tomorrow. 8 games. So should be back a similar time tomorrow, as soon as the games are finished, now that I'm off work for the rest of the year. But other than that, thank you for listening. Catch you later. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.